Let us all stand, please. Let us read the word. If you have your Bibles with you, your iPad, your iPhone, Android with Bibles, please open the Bible in Psalm 78, verse 6 to 8. We are going to read together in unison. You found it? Please say amen. Amen. Psalm 78, verse 6, begin. That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set the hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, as stubborn and a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you, O Lord, thanking you once more for this night, O Lord, that you have a privilege to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, we do pray that your word be a blessing, O Lord, in our spiritual life. And Lord, anoint the lips of your servant, O Lord, that might deliver the word according to your purpose, O Lord. Once more, we do pray for the forgiveness for all our sins, and we do pray for this fellowship and gathering that it will be a glorification for your name also, O Lord. We do pray that all these things will be a blessing for each and everyone, O Lord. Once more, thank you and bless us tonight. In Christ's name we do pray.
Amen.
Let us all be seated. I might lose my voice. Well, the book of Psalms, chapter 78, actually is one of the, the chapter 78 of in the book of Psalms is one of the most famous or most interesting chapter in the book of Psalms. Why? Because it is comprises of the about the Israel. Actually, some of the commentary says that this chapter is comprises of four topics, wherein verse 1 to 8 is about the attention called for, and then in 9 to 39 is the history of Israel, and then verse 40 to 55 is about their settlement in Canaan, and then verse 56 to 72 is the mercies of God to Israel contrasted with their ingratitude. So these are all the, if you are going to study the this chapter, it will take you several hours or days. But we will focus tonight on what we have read in verse 6 to 8. Now the title of this message will be Can God? Can God is a question mark. Let me have an introduction, Ryan. There's a man named Jack, was walking along a steep cliff, and one day when he accidentally got too close to the edge and fell. On the way down, he grabbed a branch, which temporarily stopped him from falling. Then he looked down and to his horror saw that the canyon fell straight down for more than 1,000 feet. So you're going to fall 1,000 feet, I think you are not going to live. You surely die. He couldn't hang on to the branch forever, and then there was no way for him to climb up the steep wall of the cliff. So Jack began yelling for help, hoping that somebody passing by would hear him and lower a rope or something for him. So he shouted, "Help! Help! Is anyone up there? Help!" He yelled, for hours, but no one heard him. He was about to give up when he heard a voice. He heard a voice. Jack, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you. I'm down here. I can see you. Jack, are you all right? Are you all right? Then he says, yes, but who are you and where are you? Then he replied, I am the Lord, Jack. I'm everywhere. The Lord, you mean God? Yeah, that's me. God, please help me. I promise you, if you get me down from here, I'll stop sinning. I'll be really a good person. I will obey Hebrews 10:25. I will attend every church program and promise to join the ministry in the church. I'll serve you for the rest of my life. Then the Lord says, easy, Jack. Easy on the promises, Jack. Let's just get down from there. Let's just get you down from there and then we can talk. Now, here's what I want you to do. Listen carefully. I'll do anything you say, Lord. Just tell me what to do, says Jack. Okay? Here's what you are going to do. Let go of the branch. Let go of the branch, Jack. What, Lord? Let go of the branch. I said to let go of the branch. Just trust me and let go. Then there was a long silence. There was a long silence. Finally, Jack yelled, help, help! Is there anyone else up there? Sounds like us sometimes, doesn't it? We say we want to serve the Lord and know His will. Then when He tells us what He wants us to do, we often balk at what the Lord is doing. This was Israel's problem before. They were called out of Egypt to follow the Lord by faith. However, they seemed so constantly doubt the power, the promises, and the presence of God as they traveled. The entire attitude of their heart is summed up in the two word questions. The boy says, can God? When they asked this question, they were doubting everything about the Lord. They needed a lesson in trust. This evening I realized that we are like Israel. We often ask the question, can God? Tonight I would like to tell you and show you from the scriptures that God can. You see, can God? From a question mark, then in the scripture we can say that can God? God can. So it's an exclamation mark. And that is the challenge for us Christians today. The God we serve is still the Lord of glory. He is still the King of kings. And He is still able to do all the things He has ever been able to do. You may be asking today, can God? I want to show you today that God can. Notice this great truth from this passage. So the challenge tonight. So what is the challenge for us today or tonight? When we look at Israel's history and the way God proved Himself to them, then when we consider He has proven everything in our own lives, and when we look at His power, His ability, what are we to do with that information? This verse tells us in no uncertain terms that the Lord expects from us in relation to these truths. Allow me to share three challenges that face us this evening, wherein the acronym is TRO. TRO is not a temporary restraining order. Temporary restraining order issued by the Supreme Court to stop implementation of what has been decided by lower court. So it's not what I mean. But TRO is trust, remember, obey. Number one, let me drink first. My throat is almost dry. Number one, have confidence in God. Have confidence in God means trust. In Mark 11:22, no need to open your book. It says there, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Then in Psalm 62 verse 8, trust in Him at all times, ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge to us. Selah. In John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. These verses teach us that we are to trust Him for all our needs and in every situation. When the world wrings in its hands and despair and doubt and ask the question, can God? We who believe the Bible should stand forth and cry out, God can. When the world looks at declining morality, escalating violence, economic downturn or economic trouble, decrease in the popularity of the church, then increasing evil, and ask the question, can God? We must be ready as a Christian and as a member of Ambassador Baptist Church. We must be ready to say, God can. Amen? This has always been the way it was throughout the Bible, and it still is today. Look at Daniel in the lion's den. Look at Daniel in the lion's den. Darius spends the night wondering in God. Wondering in God can, if God can. Daniel enjoys the Lord's peace and rest, well knowing that God can. So we know the story of the about Daniel in the lion's den. Right? Then look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. King Nebuchadnezzar stood the smirk on his face as he sentenced the three boys to a furnace, right? Burning furnace. And then, can God deliver them? These boys came out of the furnace shouting loudly, God can. Look at the widow of Sarepath. She stood watching as the prophet ate the last of the meal and wondered, can God? Three years later, she was still eating while all around people starved. And when he finished her meal, she could whisper with all the assurance of her soul, God can. Look at the disciple of the ship, the disciples on the ship. They were in the midst of the storm. They were in the midst of the storm throughout that they were finished with their hearts. Were filled with this question, can God save them in this thundering storm? But in the fourth night, the Lord is walking in the water, displaying all the power of the Godhead, reminding the disciples, God can, God can. I remember a day when I stood condemned to die under conviction of my sin and lost without God. I remember feeling like I was the most awful and sinful person who ever lived. All I know that was my heart. All I know was that my heart was filled with the question, can God? But when I bowed at the feet of Jesus and placed my feet in Him for salvation, I heard Him shout in the depths of my heart, God can. God can. God can save you. I am here to tell you this evening that He still can. He is still God and He can. Yes, He can. By the way, He can do it for you too. If you are lost, He can do it for you too. That's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2. For He saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So for you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a time for you to be saved. And God can. Number two, we are called to remind His past works. This is what you call remember. Call to mind His past works is remember. Think of the times He has delivered you when He saved you and the times He moved mountains in your life. Remember His power and all that He has done. Let His past works remind you that He is able no matter what you face in life. God is able and He will come through you. He will come through you every time. Let the past be your reminder and let to trust Him and learn to trust Him no matter what. I took my first airplane ride in year 1996 going to Thailand. Knowing that I had been somewhat apprehensive about it, my colleague, my friends, most especially my wife, were eager to hear how it went. So at the first opportunity, they asked me if I enjoyed the flight. But, as I said to them, it wasn't as bad as I thought it might be. But I'll tell you this, I never did put all my weight down. I never did put all my weight down. That's how some Christians take the promises of the Lord. They have no trouble believing what it says about the Lord Jesus Christ, saving all who place their trust in Him. They know their sins have been forgiven and that heaven is their eternal home. But they fail to take the Lord at His word when it applies to other areas of their lives. They never put all their weight down. As a result, they are plagued by doubts, fears, and uncertainties. So number three, carry out His commandments. That is obeying the Lord, carrying out His commandments. Genuine faith in the Lord always manifests itself in obedience to the Lord and His word. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you get into His word and allow it to lodge in your hearts, remember changing us, and then we will learn to trust Him more and more. That is carrying out His commandments. Actually, this whole chapter of Psalm 78 is a lot of topics to be discussed, but I just shortened it to one area because I thought it was just an informal one. So I just shortened it. And then when I heard that it will be done here inside the auditorium. Anyway, I just shortened it to three topics. As a conclusion, once I flew from Singapore Changi Airport to Frankfurt, Germany, as I walked from the airport building to the plane, I was subject to law of gravity. When I came to the steps leading up to the plane entrance door, I had to climb up the steps using my power to raise my body up each step. On entering the plane, I sat in the comfortable seat and just relaxed. When all was ready, the plane taxied in the runway and after a while began to move down the long stretch ahead. The speed increased second by second until when it was moving about more than 150 miles per hour. It left the earth and rose up into the sky above. The force of gravity against which I had climbed into the plane was still seeking to pull the plane down to earth, the whole 560 tons of it. But there was another law in operations now against the law of gravity, a new law, that is the law of aerodynamics. I knew nothing of the law of aerodynamics. I did not need to, because I was committed to the plane. And because I was relaxing, I rose in triumph with the plane. The triumph of the jet was my triumph. Its fantastic speed was my speed. all its possibilities was mine because I was inside. Thus, it is with the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I do not need to understand that theology to benefit. All I need to do is commit myself spiritually to Jesus Christ. As I did physically to the jet, notice that it wasn't the quality of my faith that took me to Frankfurt in long hours of flight. However, there was a frightened lady on board who spent the entire flight in anxious fear. But she got there just the same as I did. I am as strong as that in which I put my faith. If my faith is resting in Christ, then I am as strong as He is. Notice too that I did not have to help the plane to fly to Frankfurt. It did not require any urging or pushing from me. The power was in the plane. Similarly, Jesus Christ can triumph in my life without help from me. The major difference between me and that frightened lady was that I enjoyed the flight and she didn't. So it is with us. There are many who fail to trust the Lord and fail to remember that God can. As a result, they live their life defeated and discouraged. Folk, it doesn't have to be that way. As a Christians, we should not be a defeated one. We should be always saying that God can. I want to tell you to come to the Lord this evening and find out for yourself that God can. Will you bring your doubts, your fears, and your questions and lay them to rest at the feet of Jesus? As I close and before we continue our fellowship with our friends and brethren, let me leave this thought in your minds. The challenge for us today or tonight is to believe and have faith that God can. Amen. Shall we call our pastor to close us in prayer?
Let's close in one of prayer. Right? Thank God for the message. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful we don't have to face life by ourselves. For those who have trusted the Lord Jesus, we know we have the strength in Christ to take us through this life. No matter what may come our way, no matter what problems we have, we can trust you. We can trust your precious word, because your word will tell us what to do. We pray for those who have never trusted Christ, that they will understand the Lord Jesus Christ loves them so much and have given His life to save them from their sins. Father, we pray even for Christians. May this word of God increase our faith to trust you even more. We thank you for what you're going to do in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.